Hi, good morning. I'm Connie from Soho House Church. Let's open up in prayer. Father God, Lord, we thank you here for coming here with us today, Lord. We thank you for this opportunity to go into your word, Lord. We just pray that you'll be amidst us this morning and that, you'll open up our mind, body, hearts, and souls to hear your word. In Jesus' name we pray. We've been going through the One App devotionals over Lent at EMP, and today is day 14 of Lent. We'll be watching a video on Matthew 10, verses 1 to 25, and we'll also continue reading from Ephesians this morning.
Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out impure spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. These are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and his brother Andrew. James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. Philip and Bartholomew. Thomas and Matthew, the tax collector. James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus. Simon the zealot, and Judas Iscariot, who betrayed him. These 12 Jesus sent out with the following instructions. Do not go among the Gentiles or enter any town of the Samaritans. Go rather to the lost sheep of Israel. As you go, proclaim this message. The kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those who have leprosy, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Do not get any gold or silver or copper to take with you in your belts. No bag for the journey, or extra shirt, or sandals, or a staff. For the worker is worth his keep. Whatever town or village you enter, search there for some worthy person and stay at their house until you leave. As you enter the home, give it your greeting. If the home is deserving, let your peace rest on it. If it is not, let your peace return to you. If anyone will not welcome you or listen to your words, leave that home or town and shake the dust off your feet. Truly, I tell you, it will be more bearable for Sodom and Gomorrah on the day of judgment than for that town. I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. Be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and be flogged in the synagogues. On my account, you will be brought before governors and kings as witnesses to them and to the Gentiles. But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time, you will be given what to say. For it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by everyone because of me. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household?
We'll also be reading from Ephesians. I'll be reading from the NASB version, chapter 3, verses 7 to 13. Paul writes, "Of which I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given to me according to the working of his power. To me, the very least of all saints, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the unfathomable riches of Christ, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose which he carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and confident access through faith in him. Therefore, I ask you not to lose heart at my tribulations on your behalf, for they are your glory. I'm now going to read from the devotion on the app. After Jesus had chosen 12 apostles, he commanded them to go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand." God longs for people to repent so that they may escape the terrible judgment on the last day. When the apostles were sent to preach the gospel of peace, they went with Jesus' compassion on lost souls. Today we are sent to tell the same gospel to others. Do we have compassion on them as Jesus did? I think today's devotional comes quite timely after PSAM's message preached on Mission Sunday. I reflected on today's devotional verses, and it really reminded me of the Great Commission and of PSAM's reminder of what the gospel represents. And I started reflecting on whether I share the good news because I can or whether because I have to. And it really reminded me of a time when I used to hesitate. Earlier in my faith journey, I would be scared of sharing the gospel out of fear of getting things wrong or simply afraid of what others would think of me. I used to get stuck and sometimes still get stuck on the who, what, when, where, and how. Sharing the good news shouldn't be this hard. It should be an extremely enjoyable thing, kind of like telling people about a really good restaurant. But for me, I would get stumped because I was often too afraid of the perception that came with sharing the gospel, and lost sight of Jesus and that he's really the ultimate answer. So when I come across passages like Matthew 10, I'm encouraged that, like the disciples, we actually have the greatest teacher, Jesus, when it comes to sharing it. In this passage, I notice that Jesus instructs, he gives details, and he also encourages. If you'd like to open up and, into Matthew 10 and follow along, that'll be fine as well. But Jesus gives his 12 disciples instructions as they go and preach, and as they become the first to witness to the Jews. In verse 7 and 8, Jesus says, "And as you go preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand,' heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give." So Jesus here is really giving them the instructions in terms of what to say, what to do. In verses 9 to 10, Jesus also gives really specific instructions, telling them even what to wear, or in this case, what not to bring and what not to wear. He says in verse 9, "Do not acquire gold or silver or copper for your money belts, or a bag for your journey, or even two coats or sandals or a staff, for the worker is worthy of his support." I think Jesus had his reasons when he said this and when he gave these instructions. I think he said that to highlight that they have nothing, they lack in nothing. Because chapter 22, verse 35, he later actually asks the disciples of the time that if they remember the time that he sent them out without a purse, a bag, and sandals, and all these things, and really to highlight to them that even under those circumstances, they lacked nothing. So I think Jesus has a point in all of his instructions. And later, if you go on in verses 11 and 15, Jesus says, "And whatever city or village you enter, inquire who is worthy in it, and stay at his house until you leave that city. As you enter the house, give it your greeting. If the house is worthy, give it your blessing of peace. But if it is not worthy, take back your blessing of peace. Whoever does not receive you nor heed your words, as you go out of that house or that city, shake the dust off your feet. Truly I say to you, it will be more tolerable in the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." And I think here Jesus is really giving them strategy, right? I think Jesus is trying to let them know, hey, if you enter this place and you're not welcome, that's okay. Shake the dust off your feet. And Jesus goes so much even as to forewarn them in verses 16 to 23 of the persecution that will come and that will take place in his name. Which leads Jesus to then start speaking about the meaning of discipleship in verses 24 to 25. Jesus says, "A disciple is not above his teacher, nor a slave above his master. It is enough for the disciple that he become like his teacher, but the slave like his master. If they have called the head of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign the members of his household?" I think in these two verses, Jesus mentions that disciples are not above the teacher, and that it's enough for the disciple to be like the teacher. And I think Jesus probably wanted to not only remind his disciples of his great authority, but I think it was also to give confidence in him, that they wouldn't need to fear, because just as a slave acts on the command of their masters and wouldn't be questioned by others, we act under the authority and the perfect teachings of an unfailing God. Jesus said this after warning his disciples of the persecution that would come in sharing the gospel and how people would test them, how people might rat them out. So you can imagine that the disciples must be really afraid. But as the passage goes on, in chapter 10, Jesus encourages his disciples and points them to God the Father. So as disciples, who better to have as our teacher than Jesus? We can trust that his teaching is sound, that his purposes are greater, and that the verses in Ephesians point out, we have the grace and confidence to share the unfathomable riches of Christ. Can I now invite someone up? So I think today, as we reflect on the cross, let's come to a place of repentance. Jesus died for our sins, and because of this, we're given so much that we don't deserve. I ask that he reveals to us the magnitude of how much he had sacrificed for us to allow us to fully understand the gift of grace and what a privilege it is to share this gift with others. Father God, you are an amazing God, and your plans for us are always good. I pray that you will continue to use us as ministers to share your good news daily, even if and especially in troubling times. I pray that we will all be reminded of the redemptive power that your name has. instead of getting caught up in our day-to-day, I'm reminded and I'm really encouraged by the disciples back then that Jesus was with them. Jesus taught them. So much I yearn to be like them, to be able to receive that teaching from Jesus. But I think we have something of similar, I think even more of that. I think the Word, I think with the Word, we do have what Jesus teaches and what God instills in us. And I think our confidence does come from the cross because we have the Word now. If you could please turn to the app, open your app and turn to the prayer section. If we can pray together the prayer for today. Father, we pray for prison ministries across the city, that they be channels of God's love and conduits of His light. We pray for rehabilitation of inmates and their will to not reoffend. We pray for blessings upon prison officers and visitors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can now pray for our community. Lift up our brothers and sisters who are battling cancer, who are struggling, and pray for their therapy and treatment that comes with it. Now lift up those in healing, Lord, and for their salvation. Lord, may you draw them near to you, God. Can you send them people, your people, Lord, just to speak to them, to reach out to them. We lift up the rest of the our brothers and sisters here, Lord. I just pray, God, that you'll heal each and every one of them. And May they come to know you in this healing, God. May their faith be strengthened in this healing, Lord. Up our brothers and sisters, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you open up opportunities to each of them, God. Remind them that you're a Lord who provides. Pray for Hong Kong. We pray for the government, the wealth gap, revival, Lord, of the churches. We pray for Sports Services International, Shanti, YWAM Tuen Mun, Sons and Daughters, Stand Asia, Mother's Choice, Hong Kong Korean Church, students, domestic helpers, and family in distress. We lift up the church staff into your hands, Lord. We pray for P. Sam, P. Nate, Pastor Salamet, P. Kenny, P. Mary, P. Andrew, Tim, Monica, Ash, Lisa, Rachel, Cadence, Caleb, Donald, Sally, Trish, and Ben. We lift up the hospitality to you, Lord. We pray for welcoming, the welcoming teams and the barista teams, Lord. We also pray for the worship team, sound and AV teams as well. And Lord, we also cover our house churches that are meeting tonight in prayer, Lord. We pray for First Street, Fontana, Garden, House to House, Hopewell, Kowloon, Lido, or OPR, Princeton, and Soho. Father God, you're an amazing God, Lord. You're a gracious God. You heal, you do wonders, Lord. You instruct us, Lord. So Father God, Lord, as we reflect, God, on your word, I pray, God, that you stir in each and every one of our hearts. Just the will to obey you, Lord. Lord, teach us what it means to be full-time ministers, God. Show us what it means, just to live out, to be a disciple of yours, Lord. So, Father God, we commit the day into your hands, God. We ask for protection, Lord, and just your peace, God, amidst these times, Father, Lord. We love you. We say this in Jesus' name.